executed or executory contracts. Once all the terms of an offer have been agreed to and signed by the parties, and the acceptance communicated to the offeror, the contract becomes binding on the parties. The contract is known as an executory contract from the effective date through the closing. An executory contract is defined as a contract that is binding on the parties, with one or more of the parties having contractual duties that have not yet been performed. The effective date is the date that acceptance was communicated to the offering party. For example, if a seller accepted an offer from the buyer on Monday, January 3rd, and the buyer was notified of the seller's acceptance on Tuesday, January 4th, the effective date of the contract is January 4th. When the sale is closed, the contract has been fully executed. All oral negotiations are voluntary and do not become binding until committed to writing. From the effective date to closing, a contract is an executory contract. Both the seller and the buyer have duties that they must perform during this period. For example, the seller must allow the buyer access to the property for inspections. The buyer must make reasonable efforts to obtain financing and appear ready to pay and close on the closing date. When the sale finally closes, the contract is fully executed. However, according to the TREC promulgated contract forms, all representations made by seller and buyer survive closing, which means that both parties remain liable beyond closing for their representations made in the contract. Assignment. An assignment of a contract transfers all of the rights related to the contract to another party known as an assignee. The assignee assumes primary liability for performance under the contracts, and the assigner, unless released, remains secondarily liable. Unless otherwise provided in the contract, all contracts are assignable with some exceptions. Contracts for personal services are not assignable. Therefore, a buyer's representation agreement or listing agreement would not be assignable. Mortgages generally have a clause prohibiting assignment, assumption, without prior approval. Purchase contracts are not assignable if they are contingent upon the buyer obtaining credit or some other contingency that makes assignment impossible. Unless otherwise prohibited, leases are assignable, and the new lessee is bound to the original terms of the lease. Novation. A novation occurs when a new contract is substituted for an existing one. The new agreement may include new parties, which becomes a novation of the parties. The parties must be capable of performing under the contract. A novation may occur when a contract that has been marked up with many changes is replaced with a clean copy